out there because we are about real news and great conversations. So join this one, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We are recapping 2024 in the law. And I want to start, I mentioned this yesterday, we sort of warmed this topic up. But the place that I want to start is about the Chevron doctrine. I have talked about this many times on the show because it is one of these things that looks very wonky and like deep technical legal stuff. And it is that. But what it also is a doctrine that up until this year ensured that experts within federal agencies were the ones who promulgated rules and regulations based on their specific expertise. And then unless that rule or regulation was basically objectively unreasonable or directly conflicted with the legislation enacted by Congress about that topic, so whether it was objectively unreasonable or was directly in conflict with what is called, quote, enabling legislation from Congress, that rule or regulation was entitled to deference from courts reviewing challenges to those regulations. And what happened this year was that the Supreme Court said, nah, that's just wrong. Judges should be able to substitute their viewpoints on regulations. And the thing that concerns me here, and I could get into a lot of the technicalities of it, and I'm certain that in the coming weeks, I will spend probably at least an entire hour just talking about the implications and the details of this ruling. But beside from those legal technicalities, what's concerning here, whether you think there's too many regulations, not enough regulations, the wrong kind of regulations, we need to review regulations, which, by the way, there should be some required mechanism by which agencies actually have to review regulations on the books, get rid of the obsolete ones, update them, something like that. We all know that the regulatory system is in many ways too cumbersome, too burdensome, too hard to navigate, especially for small businesses. So I will always grant that we need to evaluate the regulatory system and regulations for effectiveness and efficiency. As an economist, I deeply believe that. But what I also believe is that Article III federal judges ain't scientists. They're not. Now, there may be one or two that do have some sort of legitimate credentialing in science, but that's very rare. Lawyers, and therefore judges, are generalists. We do not, most of us, have specialized knowledge in the technical detail that is required to enact rules and regulations in highly specified, highly technical areas like water quality. Like, would you, a regular person or even a judge that doesn't know anything about chemicals, know how many parts per billion of PFAS or a forever chemical is safe for us to consume? I sure wouldn't. I mean, come on, right? Like, so here's the problem. Setting aside the fact, again, that we should be reviewing regulations for effectiveness and efficiency, of course we should. The fundamental problem is that judges are not equipped. They lack subject matter, detailed expert knowledge to be the ones to craft regulations, to replace the expert judgment of those that have studied and worked in these highly technical areas with their own. And that is basically what the Supreme Court decided this year, that there's no deference, there's no deferring to actual experts who know actual things about these highly technical topics. The judges themselves can just say, meh, I don't agree. And what's most alarming is that the Supreme Court, when they overruled and wiped away the Chevron doctrine, did not replace it with some meaningful operational standard by which all courts should now approach the review or challenge to regulations and rules promulgated by executive branch agencies like the EPA, the Department of Energy, the FCC, the Federal Trade Commission. I could go on and on. So why is this bad? It's bad if you're a business person. It's bad now because the regulatory environment becomes very uncertain. There's chaos. Who knows what the regulations are going to be? They could change from day to day. And I'll just take this example. The FCC promulgated a rule about the disclosure of certain corporate information related to stations. And courts have gone back and forth saying whether or not that regulation should even be in place. So that's the business that Civic Media is in. I'm their top lawyer. And I had to watch literally on a day over day basis. Do we have to file this thing or do we not have to file this thing? Because one court said we did and then another court said we didn't. Regulatory chaos is terrible for business. That's what the Supreme Court did this year. So why would they do that? Why would they create the potential for regulatory chaos if it's bad for business? Because overarchingly, taking away any requirement for courts to defer to experts that set the rules from agencies opens up the ability for businesses to willingly challenge these regulations and create a deregulating environment, less regulate. They're going to press down the ability of agencies to regulate at all because they'll challenge everything. And the overwhelming beneficiaries of this ruling aren't small businesses. It's not your friend down the street who's trying to start a restaurant or owns a hairdresser or a childcare establishment. It's the biggest businesses in the world that have billions in profits because they are the ones that can sustain prolonged litigation to challenge these kinds of rules, hire the $1,000 an hour experts to put up against experts from the government. So this will help big businesses, and it certainly will not help small businesses. It will create regulatory chaos. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you why it may make you and your family less healthy in the coming years. My name's Maggie Dawn. We're doing a recap of 2024 in the law. You're not going to want to miss 1 minute of it. And of course, we're going to get to, you know, that little bit of news that happened this morning. Our incoming president, now a convicted felon pending appeal. Keep it locked, y'all. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network and join us. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842.